Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another installment of our segment, Investing Shorts. And I'm very excited to welcome back Stacey Rossetti to the show. Stacey, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting me come hang out again.
Yes, absolutely. Well, everyone, if you haven't listened to Stacey's first show, she is in the storage space. She has a company called Storage Nerds, where she teaches people how to buy their own storage facilities and all kinds of things related to the self-storage business. And then she also, you know, owns and operates her own self-storage facilities. She's done a bunch of different things from wholesaling to flipping regular, you know, single family home houses, and has been in the space a long time. So really happy to have her back today. And rather than going into her story like we did in her first show, we're going to focus on mindset. And Stacey, I'd love to ask you the question. Tell us about one or more habits that has led to your continued growth and success.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, I tell this to my students all the time, but there's like basically three things that I would say are what's led to my success. And I think that they're very important for anybody that wants to like grow their business to implement. So hopefully at least one of these will stick if you're listening right now. But one of the things that I always teach is building credibility. That's one of the main things I think that's led to my growth, is that I've built a lot of credibility. I started very, very early, even when I had no idea what I was doing. I was posting out on social media, just like with my rehabs. I would go to my rehabs and do videos and just like post out like random stuff about like what I was doing, or I'd post out a house, or like a house I bought, and just say, you know, what color should I paint this house? And I would get like a lot of answers and stuff like this. But basically all I was doing was just trying to build credibility. That was really it. So just kind of like, I would say utilize social media as much as you possibly can. I think social media is like such an awesome outlet on how you can build credibility, but I feel like not a lot of people really utilize it the way that they should be using it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an interesting point. I mean, I love what you're saying here. It's something that I think about a lot, because sometimes I feel like not everybody on my social media feed wants to hear about real estate all the time. So I don't think I'm really maximizing it. So how did you balance that?
You know, I mean, honestly, in the very, very beginning, it was all organic.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it's just me going out and showing what I do and the things that I do. I remember one time I had an open house, and I just we just finished a rehab and I had an open house and I posted it out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm going to be over here mowing the lawn, you know, from like 2 to 5, if anybody's interested in come looking at this house. And I just posted it in like some of the like local, like trash and treasure groups or something like this, you know, very simple, organic. I got like so many people to come look at this house. It was just, I actually got it under contract that day.
Wow.
Just because of that post. Right.
So, and did you put that on your personal feed, or did you start your own business feed?
I had both, so I put it on both, but really was like more of like a personal thing, because it was really one of those local groups or whatever. Another thing that I do too is like whenever I pay my lenders, I also let everybody know like that I just paid my lender. So for instance, like I'll say like, oh, I just closed on a property and I paid my lender like $75,000. It was a great win for both of us. Mm-hmm. So essentially it's just like me posting out my wins is what it is.
Yeah.
And just letting people know kind of what I'm doing and like what's going on.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Okay, that's really awesome. So number one, build your credibility.
Yes.
Okay, so that's awesome. Build your credibility, so important. What about number two?
Okay, so the second thing that I think this made me so successful is because I delegate, mm-hmm. right? So this is one thing that I think a lot of people really struggle with. Is they feel like they have to do it because they do it better and they can do it, you know, mm-hmm. and they have this like issue with relinquishing control. A lot of people have this issue, but the truth of the matter is that when you actually mm-hmm. like allow yourself to be able to hand over something to somebody else, it not only helps you to be a better like manager and leader, but also helps the person that, you know, that you're handing it over to learn, you know, better goals and, you know, and help themselves learn a better trade as well too. So I really just kind of got over that like 10 years ago. I have no issues with delegating at all. So, but that's yeah. one thing that I think people really struggle with is you have to understand that you can't do everything. And especially in real estate, because there is a lot of wheels turning.
Yeah.
Right. And so you can't do it all. So I tell my students all the time, could you imagine what your company would look like if you were only doing the things that you wanted to do? Mm-hmm. Right. And you were delegating everything off that you didn't want to do. What an awesome company you would have. And you'd be able to get up and just love coming to work every single day, you know?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people really struggle with that. And so you've got to learn to delegate. You've got to learn that you can't do everything. You got to hand stuff off.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Such an important lesson. And yeah, just something that, you know, is endlessly applicable to business owners for real. Okay, great. So build your credibility. Delegate. And what about number three?
Number three is systematize, mm-hmm. right? When I was rehabbing my homes, I was like super cookie cutter. In fact, I did 100 of the exact same homes, 100 of the exact same scope of work and spec sheets. Like I didn't customize. I said, how did you do 100 homes in 5 years? Well, every single house looked exactly the same. That's what mm-hmm. happened. Now, when you looked at the house, you couldn't tell because they were all different models and stuff like this. But like my scope of works and my spec sheets essentially looked almost exactly the same. And I would maybe change like something that got discontinued or something like that. So me sitting there, and actually it got to the point where I could put my scope of work and spec sheet together in like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And so like, think about inside your business, what you're doing. I mean, us as like storage facility owners, I mean, like we have an acquisitions team and all they do is like call, like build lists and call owners. And in fact, we're growing this acquisitions team so that we can offer it to the students. And guess what? These like VAs that I've already trained, all I'm doing is just replicating what they're doing.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what systematizing is. Like we have like somebody that answers our phones for like the storage investing company for our storage facilities. And I mean, I basically told my husband, it's like, you know, we're going to expand out and build this like kind of property management company. I was like, I need Stephanie like 5 times is what I need. All right. You know, so you've got to start building these processes up internally so that we can really just replicate her. And so inside your business, the things that you see yourself doing over and over and over again, those are the things that you really should be systematizing because there's no reason for you to just be doing it over and over again, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Awesome. I love the way that you package that, you know, build your credibility, delegate and systematize. I think that just, it's a great recipe for success in business and real estate. So thank you for sharing that, Stacy. Really appreciate it. Will you please now share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share?
Yeah, please just check out stacyrosetti.com. Everything that you need about like my coaching program or my course or my fund is all there. So you can just go there. And plus I do Monday night free webinars. If you want to learn how to invest in self-storage, hop on and come hang out with us on Monday nights.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all take some time to check out Stacy's webinars and her website, et cetera. Stacy, thanks so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.